Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Progress, not perfection, right? Man, that chair over there.
It's all because Carrie has got some sort of misophonia going on. And she
Carrie
calls,
and all the other listeners.
She calls one in. She's like, Dana, your chair squeaks. It drives me crazy. So MacGyver over here comes into the station today with WD-40.
Well prepared.
And he's like, I'm fixing your squeaky chair. And I'm like, whatever. So during a break, he's over there all bent over like an 88-year-old man going, I'm going to find that squeak. I'm going to get it. So he squirts it all over my chair. But listen, wait a minute.
Didn't fix a dang thing.
There's just a lot of joints to this thing. It's better than it was. You know, as long as I'm not dancing.
No, I just wasted a whole bottle of WD-40. It's a little bottle.
I'll tell you this. I used to be able to just move, just barely move, and it would squeak. Now I've got to to get it to go. I've got to really put some muscle into it.
Why are we doing the waltz while we're talking?
Because I'm trying to get it to squeak. It's way better than it was, Scott.
Thank you.
Can you hear mine?
Yeah.
A little bit, but that's just a normal office noise. How does that bother somebody, Carrie?
Wow.
Didn't even realize it was, between that and my clicking on the typewriter.
I just looked over and I saw.
I'll just sit here and be quiet. I don't have to say anything.
I want you to talk.
WD-40 elbow grease and plumber's crack.
Man, do you know what?
It's a very
I love this
noted smell.
Okay. I love that smell. I'm not saying I want to huff it.
Well, you're basically huffing it right now because there's no airflow in that room.
I love that smell. Let me tell you why. It reminds me of my grandfather.
Somebody says it's not a lubricant. What the heck is it?
Denny Matthews
says stop squeaks right there on the top.
WD-40.
Yeah.
And actual grease that he used to put on the lawnmower. The minute I smell that, I can smell my grandpa. And I can actually, in my brain, smell the grease sometimes.
Oh, it will take the paint off. So that chrome covering on the chair is going to be gone.
I think you got it, Scott. I'm rocking and rolling over here. I got nothing.
It said shake well before use. I did not do that.
Well, you didn't. No, you're supposed to shake the bottle, not Dana.
We were rocking and rolling in here. And Dan goes, what is going on here?
Can we just very quickly, it's not a topic, talk about this Lebanon attack today or the Hezbollah?
I'm gobsmacked.
Let's assume that this is Israel that's behind it. I can't imagine it's anybody else.
Assume.
Wow.
Yeah.
Exploding pagers?
All at once.
That all went off simultaneously? Brilliant.
It's astonishing.
So there's, and you mentioned it in your story, Dan, the reason that Hezbollah has gone to this 30-year-old technology is because you can't listen in on it.
You can't hack the mobile phone, the Android or iPhone, in the same way.
Yeah, but how they got, and what they're blowing up is really the lithium battery that is inside of a pager. But listen to this. I was watching CNN before I came in, and they had on a national security analyst, very smart guy.
Okay.
And they were like, how would Israel be able to get tiny little bombs and coders, that would ignite the tiny little bomb when you send it a certain message.
Sure.
Right? And he theorized that it was done one of two ways. Either Israel, and Sam and I are of the opinion this is the least likely, that Israel, if they are behind it, formed a phony company that made pagers, air quotes, had these pagers, put the bomb and the coder inside the pagers, and then sold them in bulk to Hezbollah. Huh. The other one, and more likely, is that, you know, because, and Sam pointed this out in the newsroom, it's not every day that a shipment for 20,000 pagers is made, or an order, and a shipment of 20,000 pagers goes out, that they may have grabbed the pagers off the supply chain, knowing that they're going to Hezbollah.
Yep.
Put the coders and the bombs in there real quick and put the boxes back in the supply chain immediately.
If you were wearing the pager in an area on your belt region as a man where you would normally wear a pager, what would that injury look like?
You will not be in the business of reproducing for the rest of your life.
Okay. Quite possibly. Yeah, soft tissue trauma.
Okay.
This is a lithium ion explosion, so this is producing
burning
heat that even regular fire can't even fathom.
Mm-hmm. Very so hot.
Okay.
Very explosive.
It's like every time, you know, one of those electric cars catches on fire, you can't put it out with tons of water.
And it's
because
like
it burns so hot.
And it's like a firecracker. If somebody took it and was holding it in their hand so they could read out the number on it, well, the fingers are gone at the least.
Yeah.
All right. Sad news just coming to us from Channel 9 from the Kansas City Fire Department. They are saying this afternoon that a 10-year veteran has died during training. Just heartbreaking news here today in Kansas City. A Kansas City firefighter paramedic has died after a medical emergency during a training exercise on Tuesday. The fire department reported he was a 10-year veteran with the rescue division at Station 35, which the city says is one of the busiest stations in our town. The medical emergency occurred around 11:45 this morning. He was rushed to the hospital but died around 1. Quoting here from the fire department, the Kansas City Fire Department and the city of Kansas City are devastated by his loss and deeply appreciate his dedication to the residents of Kansas City. Mm. Our condolences are with his wife, family, and the members of IAFF Local 42 during this difficult time. They are providing grief counseling to all members today of the fire department, and the city is providing some sort of update on what exactly happened tomorrow. So, okay. Sad news.
That's too bad.
Sad news.
I may have misread the head, the lead paragraph in the story from Channel 5. I had told you off the air, I think, that they had made 7 arrests in the bomb threats at the independent schools. The story, after I've reread it, says there have been 7 arrests after threats were made on Kansas City metro schools since the school year began.
Got it. There were a ton of them last week.
Make that 8 after the one up in Leavenworth. And that young man is apparently a dependent of somebody from Fort Leavenworth, and it is likely his mother or father's career is over.
Oh, as a military member, if your son is charged and or convicted of calling in a fake bomb threat or shooting at a school, you lose your career.
Well, at least back in the day,
yeah,
when I was growing up in the military, the argument always was, if you can't lead your family, you can't lead men. And my mother was very clear to my brother and me when we went to a country that I'm not allowed to talk about.
Yeah, that don't you dare do anything.
We were both explicitly told, do not get in trouble over there or your father's career is in big jeopardy. And so we tried as best we could to mind our P's and Q's. I don't know if it's still like that anymore or not. But anyway, so there's been 7 arrests total from various threats to Kansas City schools since the school year began. Now in Independence, they faced a threat last week that was shared on social media. On Thursday, their attendance was 66%. On Friday, it was 82%. Normally, the district has a 92% attendance rate, according to their superintendent, Dr. Dale Hurl. Missouri schools receive state funding based on butts in seats, and there is no current exception for school threats that end up being a hoax. Snow days cannot be used to counteract those days either. Quoting here from Dr. Hurl, those 2 days together, so this would be Thursday and Friday of last week,
yep,
where attendance was down 30% and 10%, respectively. Quoting again from Dr. Hurl, those 2 days together and our lack of attendance on those 2 days cost the district $225,000 in funding.
$225,000.
He goes on to point out that would be the equivalent of hiring 3 to 4 classroom teachers or their current salaries, and now we have to find a way to make up that loss in revenue. By the way, independent schools are asking the state of Missouri to consider forgiving school threat days. The independent school district is also telling students do not repost threats.
That's because if kids start reposting them, it's harder to trace where they initially came from, and so you can't get the actual suspect in the case because they're just they're.
I want to know why you can't charge mom and dad, not criminally, charge them for the cost. You can. This is a rare case where you can, to the penny, quantify what this threat cost the district.
Yeah, I understand your argument, and obviously you can make the comparison, not necessarily a direct comparison, but to parents of school shooters who get charged with other crimes because they're careless with the way they store their guns in their house, or you know, ignoring obvious problems with your kid. But this one would be harder for me to stand with you on, because the kid's being an idiot, and nobody technically got hurt. Now the district financially got hurt, but how do you hold a
parent
responsible?
But the kid being an idiot in Leavenworth, the father or mother could lose their career if in fact they are military, and if in fact there's a conviction.
Yeah, but the military is a little different. I don't know. I can't believe they've already found 7. I can't believe there have already been 7. It's only September 17th.
Well, there's been 2 in the past week. There was one last week in Lee's Summit.
And one in Independence.
And by the way, you know, people had said, or you might have wondered, like, why are you not talking about these threats? News stations don't report on suicides generally or bomb threats.
Correct.
Completely. Like, there is just an unwritten rule that you do not do a news story on that type of hoax slash threat, because it will just
encourage other people
to do it. There are some rare exceptions, you know, a threat that would disrupt an NFL game or a major concert or empty city hall. You know, there are times where you have to make those editorial choices. Mm-hmm. But a bunch of stupid kids trying to get out of a test on a Friday, we didn't touch that specifically on this program last week. I said, it's not worth it. This is going to be some kid that doesn't want to take an exam, and I'm not giving them the attention or platform.
Now, when we do, now people are going to say, no, I hear about suicides in the news from time to time. If it is a celebrity or the suicide disrupts daily life of other people, it would be reported, potentially. And regarding bomb threats, the only time we ever talk about it is when somebody's been arrested, or in this case, and I know we're late on break, sorry, Sam, when the superintendent comes out and says, we just got dinged for over $200,000 because some moron phoned in a bomb threat. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. Open lines, we're ready for you. 913-586-7798. We're talking about this story out of Independence. It's from KCTV5, where they had a bomb threat last Thursday, I believe it was. As Dana pointed out, we don't report on them until or unless something newsworthy comes out of it. And what came out of it apparently is that attendance was only 66% on Thursday, 82% on Friday. It is normally 92%. The superintendent, Dr. Dale Hurl, said that those 2 days together and the lack of attendance on those 2 days cost the district roughly $225,000 in state funding. He says they, quote, they even call the fund the teacher's fund. that comes from the state of Missouri. So that is the equivalent of 3 to 4 classroom teachers that now we have to find a way to make up for that loss of revenue. The Independence Police Department and FBI are investigating the threat. Now, somebody asked on the text line, how could 2 school days where attendance is down equal $225,000? Well, you're talking about the Independence School District, and they've got tens of thousands of students, would be my guess. And on a day where only 66%, I don't know what their student body population is, but let's just say that's probably not tens of thousands, but it's probably about 10,000.
14,406.
Okay, bigger than I thought. So when only 66% of that number shows up, that is thousands of kids who are not in class. And there's a daily, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Allowance. Butts and seats allowance.
Yeah, a butts and seats allowance. That, and it's a formula, and I believe, if I'm not mistaken, every district gets the same per student per butt in seat. And when you're missing 6,000-7,000 kids, 6,000 kids on one day, and then several thousand more the next day, that's a lot of butts and seats.
Just under 5,000 on the first day. I haven't done the math the second day yet.
Okay. So what do we do about it? The Independent School District is asking the state of Missouri to consider forgiving school threat days as part of funding when they have to evacuate the school. Now, would it go for subsequent days or just the day immediately following a bomb threat?
Let me ask you this. Is there a difference when the school steps in and says, we're shutting down school because of this, versus the parents just saying, we're not sending our kids. I don't know what's going on. There's been too many school shootings in America. I'm nervous. And is there a difference? If the school calls it, is there a funding ding on that? Or is it only when the kids just don't show up because of this?
The other question is, why can't the district use a snow day as a replacement?
Great question.
As a replacement.
Because I don't think we have those anymore. Can online. We don't have the extent we used to.
But I think
that did not stick around. They tried to get rid of it, and it did not stick around. They brought it back to where you have an allotment of,
I think it's six.
By the way, it comes down at $225,000 to 7,491 students being absent over the course of the 2 days at about $30 per student per day. It's not a ridiculously large amount.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Because if they use a snow day, what's the difference? Weather versus idiot, but I don't know. 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments here in just a moment. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott on KMBZ.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Couple couple of great points on the text line. Thank you for bringing this to my attention, Sam. From 4367, why does their funding change based on butts in seats? Our taxes don't change if they have fewer kids.
Great, great
what
question.
What happens with that money? And here's another one from 2924. Why not use a teacher work day? Huh. By the way, I always wondered, on teacher in-service days, what do they do?
In-service.
What does that mean?
Continuing ed.
Or lesson planning or...
Or all-employee meeting, all of that stuff.
Or sleep?
No.
In your office?
No.
No, they're hardworking.
Lyndon in Kansas City, 586-7798. Hello.
Hello. Well, first off, what they do on the in-service days is they have safety trainings for how to handle situations like bomb threats or tornado drills or lists go on and on. But secondly, they was asking about the snow days. You know, why couldn't they? Because if you have 60% of your students in school and then you declare it a school day or a snow day, then subsequently what happens is those students have to make up another day because the snow days are always made up, you know, at the end of the school year. And they're generally figured into a school calendar. I don't reside within your radio distance. And so whenever we're in the Kansas City area, try to catch your show because a lot of times you guys are talking about stuff that relates to a lot of folks. And I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that because sometimes I have to sit here and laugh at Dana because she says something silly. But my wife would be sitting there looking at me like, you know, what are you laughing at?
Lyndon, I am glad to be of amusement to you. It makes me happy.
Oh, probably so.
Well, thank you for the kind words, man.
My point is that they can't deny, they can't force the rest of the kids to make up another day, you know. So subsequently, it just comes down to an absence for the students that aren't there, which affects their grades at some point, which I would question that real wholeheartedly because of the fact that maybe that threat was real and you kept your kids out of school one day and something, God forbid, did that. It happened, and you'd be thinking, well, you know, at least my children weren't involved in that situation. So it's really a fine line between, you know, but the money part is just another way for the, in my opinion, the state just to get one over on the educators. Okay. It's kind of like the Missouri Lottery saying that they're going to give so much money to the educational system and unless you have watchdogs sitting there watching every penny, you never know if it really happened or not.
All right, Lyndon, I got to stop you there. Do appreciate the call and the kind words. Thank you, man. 913-586-7798. Lucy in Lee's Summit.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So if a ton of kids are missing school for one or more days of the week and it was unexpected, the lunch ladies are still going to be making lunch for all these kids. Now, we might get, like, a list of how many kids are not there for that day, but these ladies are getting their stuff done the day before and the week before and the month before, and they've got an allotted amount of food and allotted amount of things that they need to do and the hours and the time. And, you know, if you only need two lunch ladies, but you don't know it till 10 o'clock in the morning, you're gonna be wasting money somewhere. So somebody's going to have to eat the cost somewhere. Plus, if there's going to have to be makeup days, then you're going to have to pay overhead to have the school open for a whole entire another day. So that's probably why it's going to cost them more money if it's $30 a seat per day, because there's overhead that's got to be accounted for over. The kids need to have their butts in the chairs for 180 days out of every year, certain number of hours. And if that's not getting met, then you're going to have to go over.
That's a great point.
So that's all I can see is just wasted money.
No, that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that because you're right. In many schools, they at least make the breakfast for the next day the day before. And I don't know about lunch. I don't know if they make that after the breakfast is served or if they make that the day before as well. And you're planning for 92% of the students to be in school.
Do you remember those cinnamon rolls that our lunch ladies got up in the morning to make on Fridays?
fresh baked.
I mean, if there was ever time that I was like, do I really feel like getting up to go to 0 hour? Yes, the answer was yes, because you knew those cinnamon rolls were waiting for you.
Now, I know that school lunch has become sort of the butt of many a joke. I loved hot school lunch when I was a kid.
I'm telling you, back in the day, wow.
Sloppy Joe, sloppy, sloppy Joe.
Did you guys have the macaroni and cheese?
Of course we did.
With the little two little weenies, the little two shriveled up sausages. We got two little shriveled up sausages every, probably once a month.
What was your favorite?
Our hamburgers were good.
Ours were too.
I did not love the square pizza.
Little cardboardish?
A little cardboardish.
Mm-hmm. I like sloppy Joe day.
By the way, and I can't find any direct confirmation of this, but somebody called in and couldn't hang on the line and said that they don't have snow days in the independent school district because they switched to the 4-day school week. And I did find a story last year that said they had to do a couple of 5-day weeks in the latter half of the school year because they had some snow days and they didn't have the allotment for it because they had to get rid of that to meet the hours to make it a 4-day school week.
Now, I know this is going to be a stupid question.
Sure.
What is that supposed to mean?
Just readying my stupid answer.
Because I'm about to ask a question that's therefore inherently stupid?
Sometimes.
Lay it out there.
All right.
Let's hear it.
If Independence is on a 4-day school week, if they have... Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the chicken patty. That was a good one,
too. Oh.
Yes.
So
forgot good. About that.
You know that was so bad for you,
nuggets,
too. I don't care.
Chicken nugget
You
day.
Could squeeze that chicken patty and grease would come out.
Mm.
Don't care.
The poor kids of these days, they don't get what we had.
Squirrel.
I know. I just pulled a Dana. If they only go for 4 days out of the week, and I think it's Monday where they don't attend, and let's say they have a Tuesday snow day, why not just have a 5-day school week or a day week the next week?
To the first caller's point, Lyndon, because 82% of the kids were there.
I see.
The day before, 66% of the kids were there.
And so some kids are going to go to school for 180 days, and then some kids would end up going to school for 181.
Sure.
Well, that's because you made the bad decision to go to school on that one day.
All right. We're switching gears, and this is a good story, and it involves Mizzou, and it's very rare you're going to hear those words come out of my mouth, but hats off. We got to give some love here to the SEC. An ESPN host chokes on his food in a restaurant, Scott, for minutes.
Oh, God, I was
He is choking.
So afraid.
A Mizzou fan stepped in and, quote, saved my life.
Who's the sportscaster?
See if we can find this audio from Peter Burns, ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Choking on a piece of food for several minutes at a Columbia, Missouri restaurant, ESPN host Peter Burns saw his life flash before his eyes. Quoting here from Burns, "It's at that moment, man, I realized I don't know if I'm going to live." Burns is an SEC Network anchor and national radio host for ESPN Radio, and he retold this story on his show Monday. Finally, a University of Missouri fan saw what was happening, stepped in, and rescued the TV personality, giving him a new appreciation on life. There's a photo of the sports guy here pointing to the man who saved his life. He's wearing a Mizzou Dad t-shirt, okay? And this is his post on social media. Quick thread. "This man saved my life Friday night in Columbia, Missouri. Mr. Jack Foster, a Mizzou football fan. While at dinner with our SEC network crew, I began to choke on a piece of food. I immediately knew it was serious and motioned to our table that I couldn't breathe." Apparently no one at his table knew CPR. Or the Heimlich.
The Heimlich.
This Mizzou dad did. Huh. Burns was at Bud's Classic Barbecue in Columbia on Friday, September 13th, ahead of ESPN's coverage of the Mizzou football game against Boston College. He swallowed a piece of steak and realized, quote, something's not right.
I'll be darned.
A member of his party, here we go, tried applying the Heimlich, as did the owner of the restaurant. Neither one of them was successful. About a minute and a half into the situation. So watch that clock,
God.
Scott. Do you know how long a minute and a half is?
Well, when you have something stuck in your throat and you can't breathe,
a minute and a half in, a nurse was called over to help. He, too, could not dislodge the food. Quoting here, 2 minutes into this, I started getting blurry-eyed and started to black out.
He said in his thread, it was surreal. I could hear everyone talking and doing everything they could to help, but it wasn't working.
Jack Foster, the Mizzou fan who was at the restaurant with his family, gave it one last try and proved to be just the person to save Burns as he recently went through CPR certification and how to save someone from choking. Foster was the fourth person to attempt to save Burns and was finally able to dislodge the food, quote, right as I was losing consciousness.
Thank God.
That training is why I am here today. I am so thankful for him and all involved that helped me save my life. He was emotional as he thanked Foster and retold that story. He does have four cracked ribs, but quote, I've never been so happy, he says.
Well, I bet that's right. Did he do the broadcast on Saturday? Does it say?
We need to look and see, because I'm looking at the thread, but I do want to say this. Look, the size of the Missouri dad that saved his life, of Jack, he is a kind of a normal sized guy.
Think of a 50-year-old but dad kind of, with a little bit of dad bod.
Little bit of a dad bod, but kind of has some broad shoulders. I would love to know, was the owner of the restaurant, the nurse, who was a man, and the person at the table also of similar stature?
Or they were probably smaller in stature.
Could they not get their arms around him? Because I'm going to tell you this now. The ESPN host guy looks like he's about 170 pounds.
Yeah, he's skinny.
Fit.
Yeah, he's skinny.
He is fit.
Fit. All right, fine.
Meaning, like, most people would be able to get your arms around him and do that maneuver.
I'm trying to see if this USA... Did you read from the USA Today?
No, I was reading from his thread.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if he did the broadcast on Saturday.
Man, I'm telling you, 2 minutes without oxygen.
Oh, I don't know that I could do that.
I think I'd be grabbing for a knife and try to go in through my throat.
I don't think he had a choice.
I think that would definitely kill you.
No. Like, if you do it correctly, which I wouldn't know how to do.
A self-tracheotomy?
What else are you going to do, Sam? You're dying. Like, at that point, I'm flinging myself over a chair. Hopefully someone called 911, but the problem with calling 911 is, let's say you're put on hold. Yeah. Let's say the ambulance is 3 minutes away. You don't have 3 minutes.
No.
You have not been breathing now for... Let me ask you this. If someone after 4 minutes or 3 minutes goes unconscious because there is food lodged in their throat, do the chest compressions, would that keep your brain alive?
You're not getting any oxygen. Your brain needs oxygen.
Dan.
What, is he a doctor now?
Yes. If someone is choking,
yes,
like this ESPN analyst, and 3 minutes go by, and now you are bye-bye.
And they lose consciousness.
Will the chest compressions help until paramedics can get there and try to get the food out?
Well, that becomes the food lodged, in a sense, becomes a secondary issue.
Right.
The main issue is keeping them alive. And so if they go unconscious and lose pulse, et cetera, et cetera.
You still want to do the chest compressions.
You start the chest compressions.
But your brain wouldn't get fresh oxygen.
It would at least keep your body. I think it would, Scott.
You would keep the blood pumping through the body.
Yeah.
And there's still a little bit of residual. But that's just what you do. If somebody goes down and they lose consciousness after choking, and there's no pulse, et cetera, et cetera.
I need to put a disclaimer in here right now. We are not a financial institution, nor do we give financial advice. And I'm not doubting what you're saying.
No,
we're also not medical experts, and we don't give medical advice.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, with in the absence, three different people tried the Heimlich on this guy, Dan. Right. It was the fourth guy, happened to be a Mizzou fan, who came over and was like, all right, let's try it again.
Yeah, but just
boom,
because
and it was steak.
This is the strangest conversation we've ever had on the show because none of us have advanced degrees. Just because you go unconscious doesn't mean your heart stops beating.
There is still oxygen in your blood. So as long as you can keep the heart pumping for a while, you're still going to be getting oxygen into your brain. Brain damage doesn't start to kick in until the 4 minute mark. And then it's four to 6 minutes after that the brain damage becomes so severe that
my brain damage kicked in at birth.
Once you get to the point where somebody is going unconscious and then you have to make sure that they have lost pulse, then you start the chest compression.
913-586-7798. He's Dan. He's Sam. She's Dana. I'm Scott.
Learn the Heimlich, people.
On KMBZ. Huh. The Emmys telecast on ABC reached nearly 7 million viewers. That is a jump of more than 50% from the record low of the last ceremony in January and the biggest audience since 2021, according to numbers released on Monday by ABC.
Okay, can I just say something really quick? I did not watch. That's number one. Number two, Ed and Dan Levy are two of my favorite human beings on the planet, and they were the hosts. And number three, I have not heard of the show that won every single thing.
Shogun?
Clearly, we have to watch this because it won.
It's on Hulu and
everything.
I watched the first episode on Hulu. It is entirely subtitled and in Japanese.
Okay.
Well, that's all right. Ted Lasso's in British English, and I can't understand a word that comes out of half of their mouths.
I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Was it good, Sam?
I mean, you have to be prepared to pay attention. And when I sat down to watch it, I was doing other things. So I picked the wrong show for the background noise.
Mm. Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
Okay. By the way, some people noticed that in the In Memoriam.
Who'd they leave out?
Well, they did leave somebody out, but not for the reasons or not for a bad reason. Matthew Perry was not included. And he died in October of 2023. The reason is because the last Emmys were not in September of 2023. It got moved because of the writer's strike.
I understand.
To January of this year. And so there was no Emmy award at all in 2023.
Got it.
The 2023 awards were actually given out in January of 2024. And Matthew Perry was included in that one. Therefore, he was not included in this one.
Happy birthday to everyone's favorite number 15, Patrick Mahomes. Today is his birthday.
Why are we over enunciating?
In case he's listening, we love you. We love you so much.
He's 28 today.
We love you so much. He is 28 years old. ESPN dropped, and I put this on Twitter, some of the favorite mic'd up moments over the years that we have all gotten to enjoy as a city. I don't think anyone...
Is this clean?
Yep. Aside from maybe Kathy Nelson has done more for this town than Patrick Mahomes.
I'll listen to
this.
Sam.
Is from the Chiefs account.
Well, actually, I just realized what time it was. Sorry.
He goes, block. Go to Twitter.
We can play it when we get back.
We'll play it when we get back.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Patrick.
It's Elvira's birthday as well. Phil Jackson, the coach.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Those are the only names I recognize. Okay. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.